review.
Okay, this is a pre-hearing conference in filing month 17-019. My name is Sue Tanner. I'm the hearing examiner for the city, and let's get the appearances of the parties, starting with Mr. Bricklin.
David Bricklin for the appellant.
Michael Dorsey for the city.
Katie Kendall for the applicant.
And Jack McCullough for the applicant.
Okay. I don't believe you will have this. I'm handing it out, assuming that you don't. I only have one copy for each party. So, yeah. Mr. Bricklin.
Got it.
The data sheet.
It says it's a new case. It was filed as a new case. I don't know why. You are?
I'm Rick Aramburu.
Are you representing the intervener?
I'm not at this moment, but we are planning on filing a motion for intervention, so I thought I would attend the conference today to kind of keep up on things. So.
This was filed as a new case. It should have been filed as a motion for intervention, which was discussed with Mr. Estes, I believe, yesterday by people in my office as far as the actual hearing examiner rule numbers. But in any event, I'm taking it as a request for intervention. Mm-hmm. But I had a doubt because the parties need to have an opportunity to respond.
Sure.
I don't represent or have any connection with Mr. Estes. There are other people that I represent.
Oh, and who is that?
Probably several residents of the Grandview condominium at 2201 Third Avenue.
Okay. All right. 2201, did you say? 2201 Third Avenue?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So is Mr. Estes or Mr. Drummond here today? Are you either of those people? No. All right. I thought they might attend. Anyway, this has been filed as a request for intervention. I'll allow the parties to respond to it. I personally do not see any interest that's stated here that's not already adequately represented, but I will allow the parties to respond, and then I'll deal with the motion. Okay, first of all, let's talk about the issues in this case. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start?
I don't think we have any questions about the issues.
I don't have any questions about the issues. I do have a concern about the issues. The first issue, I know you were retained after this was filed.
Yeah.
The first issue looks to me like it's a type 1 decision for which a land use code interpretation would be required, and without that I don't have any jurisdiction over it. And do you know if a land use code interpretation has been sought from the department? Mr. Dorsey,
well,
do you know?
I thought paragraph 3 sought the code interpretation.
Well, the land use bulletin says real clearly about where you file the interpretation request. It doesn't come to the examiner. It goes to the department.
Oh, and they did not file it in the right place?
No. I don't know. I'm asking. Mr. Dorsey, did you have one?
With the department?
I can't answer. Certainly, there may have been.
Okay.
We believe that did not occur, but
facts
will be
right.
When they are.
So that's that issue. Okay. And the second issue looks to me.
Let me ask you, do you view that as a jurisdiction? If they filed it in the wrong office, does that make a difference as long as everybody had notice of it?
I would probably allow the parties to respond to that.
We would view it as jurisdictional.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you are. Yeah.
Yeah. I think DCI would review it as jurisdictional as well, because the directions are there. Because I don't have. It's very clear in the code that the hearing examiner cannot accept a request for an interpretation unless it's done pursuant exactly according to the rules in 2376. Anybody have the number on the top there? Yeah. Anyway, the section on court interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. The other issue looks to me, number two, looks to me like it is primarily, if not entirely, a question concerning design review process. And in fact, it says that in design review procedures. We have, this office has taken the position pretty consistently that because we are granted jurisdiction over procedural issues in 2376-022 concerning virtually all the other MUPs, and not in the chapter that concerns design review, that we don't have jurisdiction over issues concerning procedures in design review cases. So those are my concerns about this appeal.
Mr. Examiner, in a colloquy we had beforehand, we indicated to Mr. Bricklin that we were intending to file a motion to dismiss.
And say both of those things.
On both of those things.
Okay. Right. All right. So we know that. Okay. All right. So no questions about the issues. So we should probably talk about the schedule for that motion before we even talk about witnesses and exhibits.
So we conferred in advance and
okay.
Next.
Anything I need to do here?
We're trying to streamline this process. Next week, we were talking about filing a week from Friday, but that weekend is a 3-day holiday. And so we thought maybe instead we'd file it the Tuesday.
31st?
The 30th.
I'm sorry,
30th. 30th. Yeah, 30th. Tuesday the 30th.
And okay.
I think Mr. Bricklin indicated he wanted to. Would like to have until the week from Friday, all
right, whatever that would be.
Which would be, is it 9th? Is that what we're saying? For the response?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we could, the 9th is a Friday.
Okay.
So then we could respond by.
We could probably do.
Following Friday.
Maybe Thursday, the 15th.
All right.
And just keep it moving.
Yeah.
15th. 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 Is that? But does that provide the examiner
time? I'm looking at the calendar, and we've scheduled a lot of time for basically doing interviews for a new legal assistant.
Oh. Okay.
Miss Koo is heading to graduate school.
Oh, she
is.
Wow.
In information sciences. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Right now she's in China.
Oh, okay.
That would be fine.
Okay.
And so then when do you plan to file a motion for intervention, or do you want to wait and see what happens with this case? Because is the issue, I mean, are your issues different? Because if they're different, then you can't intervene because the code or the rules clearly say you can't use intervention as a reason to file an appeal if you've done so initially.
Oh, I understand that very well. And
okay.
We'll take the issues as we find them.
Okay.
We intend to provide a little different perspective than Mr. Nick Fard, who's a property owner at the south end of that block. So yes, we will. We can file an intervention motion by Friday if that would be acceptable. We don't want to delay the scheduling here.
If you're going to be dealing with the same issues, which you said you are, it seems to me that we should first find out if we're going to have a case. So let's not resolve the intervention issue yet, unless you feel like you want to be involved in the motion to dismiss. If so, I'll go ahead and deal with the intervention first. I'll give you that opportunity.
Why don't we go ahead and file the motion for intervention?
Okay.
And potentially be involved in the.
All right.
In the
okay,
review.
Because the motion to dismiss is going to be held off for a while, let's go ahead and do that. So when are you going to file?
I can file by Friday.
Okay, so that's the 19th.
Following Friday.
And so
by the following Friday.
26th.
Yeah.
All right. And there's no need for a reply on those. So I can get that decision out to you right before, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you'll go ahead and file your
motion. We'll file our motion.
And if you want to join in the motions and file your own motion, your response to the motion to dismiss, please do. I'll get the intervention decision done before that's due.
Very, very well. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Ms. Examiner, should we treat this other document you've provided us as a motion for intervention?
Yes. I'll ask again, is Brian Estes or Drummond Hay here? Eric Drummond Hay here? Neither one. Okay. Yes, you should.
Okay.
And why don't we do it on the same schedule? Yeah, you've already got the motion, but you can respond to it on the same date as the 26th. All right. And I would prefer that we wait to schedule anything like witness and exhibit lists and all of that until after the decisions are in on the motion. It seems like a waste of people's time to set aside time on your calendar when we don't know yet whether or not we're going to have an appeal.
And we have conferred as to...
You already have that taken care of, all right?
No, as to, not names, but I think we probably, there would, if we did it, we'd have a couple architects, and they might have a couple, and perhaps there would be some, if the interveners participate. So it's, you know,
okay.
It's not a huge group of people.
We have a hearing date that was just tentatively scheduled to try and grab some time on the calendar. The 28th of June.
Right, which is good for us.
Mr. Brooklyn, did you figure out whether that's good for you?
So far, it's good, at least for one of the architects.
All right, so let's keep it.
Okay. I guess pending.
Right, yeah. Okay, let's keep that date for now. If we need to continue it because of some reason, we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about?
I think not.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When is Ms. Koo leaving?
She's not leaving until the first week in August, first week in August. But she doesn't get back until June 5th. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
We'll have a chance to see her again.
Yeah.
You have a second?
Sure.